The church has a proclivity to follow after trends and fads and be led away by things that are super popular in the moment and only fall away from it.
Pastor Chris Roseborough talking about his presentation at the 2024 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
But Scripture tells us that good, sound Christian ministry is to mature us in Christ so that we will not be children who are tossed to and fro by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine and human cunning. So in my presentation, we'll be talking about the tendency to go towards fads, but the solution is being found in Scripture and what it is that we're really to be focused on in order to build up our faith and to sustain the church into the future.
You can meet and hear Pastor Chris Roseborough making the case against the fad-driven church at this year's Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. For more information, go to issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. It is one of the most frequently performed pieces of choral music in the world. It is known largely for the Alleluia chorus, but there's so much more to Handel's Messiah, an attempt, some have said, to set the gospel of Jesus Christ to music. Not just an attempt, but many have concluded a success. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio on this Monday, Thursday. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about Handel's Messiah on the Passion of Christ with Dr. Joseph Hurl. An hour from now, we'll replay an interview with Dr. Peter Scher of Concordia Theological Seminary on apparent contradictions in the events of Holy Week. Dr. Joseph Hurl is professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska. He's editor of Lutheran Service Book, Companion to the Hymns. Dr. Hurl, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. It's so great to be back.
What moved Handel to compose this epic piece on the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Christ?
Handel was, in fact, a religious man. He was born in 1685, the same year as Johann Sebastian Bach. He was born in Halle in Saxony and baptized in a Lutheran church. Then he went to university to study law, actually not right away. That was several years after his baptism. But he gave that up after a year. He dropped out to become a church organist. And he wound up at the electoral court in the city of Hanover with Elector Georg, working there. But he would annoy the court because he'd take frequent trips over to England to produce music there, to the neglect of his duties in Hanover. And then the oddest thing happened. Queen Anne of Great Britain died, and the nearest relative who wasn't Catholic was none other than Georg of Hanover. So he became George I of England. He was an interesting sort of ruler. He had very much a hands-off policy because he didn't bother to attend cabinet meetings because he didn't speak any English. Anyway, Handel was already in England, and so he became somewhat attached to the royal court there and became quite well known. And as a consequence of that, he was invited in 1741 by the Viceroy of Ireland to come to Dublin to produce a concert for charity. Handel brought with him a new oratorio that he'd started on August 22nd and completed just 4 days later, and that was Messiah.
So where are we going to begin as we explore the Passion of the Christ in Handel's Messiah?
This is the second of three sections of Messiah, and the text or libretto of this oratorio is rather different from Handel's other oratorios. Most of his oratorios are based on Old Testament themes. First came Esther, then Deborah, then Saul, Israel, and Egypt, and several others. Messiah is different. It was written for Handel by Charles Jennens, whose family wealth allowed him to spend time doing such things, and it forsook the usual characters and plot in favor of a loosely connected series of biblical prophecies and meditations concerning the coming of Christ. The first part of Messiah sets to music Old Testament prophecies concerning the Messiah and the story of the birth of Jesus. The second part sets Christ's suffering and death, resurrection, ascension into heaven, and the spread of the gospel on earth. The third part brings the message home and answers the question, what does all this mean for me? And we're going to listen to the second part, at least part of the second part today. It starts with a chorus with a text from John 1. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And then several movements with text from Isaiah 53. One of them is the chorus, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Here, it's obvious that Handel did not need costume, staging, or scenery to produce good drama. He does it with the music. The chorus begins with a driving, dotted rhythm in the orchestra. Bum-ba-dum-ba-dum, bum-ba-dum-ba-dum. Okay. And you're waiting for something to happen. It finally does when the chorus enters, surely. And then, just in case there's any doubt, repeats it. Surely, surely, he hath borne our griefs. And on griefs, Handel uses an anguished, diminished seventh chord. And he does it again when the phrase repeats. Then, after that, we have a softer and slower section. But the word painting continues with a lovely suspension on wounded, displaying the pathos of the moment, and unexpected harmonies on the word bruised. Even better, there are unusual leaps in the lower voices to emphasize the word our in the phrase, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. Christ did not die for some anonymous world, but for us. For you and me. The final section, the chastisement of our peace, brings a soothing major chord on the word peace.
Dr. Hull, what more would you say about that first piece?
That is full of all the emotion Handel could bring to it. The next one, because it's rather different, it steps back from all the emotion and sets the text and with his stripes we are healed dispassionately, almost clinically. Handel's device for this is a fugue with voices entering one at a time with the same musical motive or subject. Here, he emphasizes the important word stripes with a large, unusual leap downward. And with his stripes we are healed. Then we have the text, "All we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all," still from Isaiah 53. Now, if you were a composer, what sort of mood would you create for these words, "All we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all"?
Something somber.
Yeah, I would too. What Handel does is interesting. A month or two earlier, he had written a duet cantata in Italian for the Sisters of King George. In it, the singers declare that they will never again allow blind love or beauty to trap them. And the last movement sounds like this. Handel took this music, adapted it to fit new words, and set it for four-part chorus. What is amazing is how perfectly it fits. Here we are, like the prodigal son, wasting our time in frivolous pursuits, going away like lost sheep. And Handel sets this text to perfectly frivolous music. On the words "have gone astray," Handel retains that duet texture, and we hear the two voices moving apart from each other occasionally in odd harmonic directions, underscoring the idea of going astray. All through this, the instrumental bass is in running eighth notes that never stop. After all, the ways of the world keep us mighty busy. Then we get to the words, we have turned everyone to his own way. Can you guess how he sets the word turned? It's just begging for word painting, and Handel can't resist. We have turned. That's the music we just heard in the duet cantata, only they sang it much better than I did. So we play and play all night and day, and eventually our dissolute life lands us right in the gutter. And it is then that Handel gives us the gospel. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. This he sets to newly composed music. What sort of music does he use for that? Well, I'm not going to tell you. Let's find out.
We have done.
It's an interesting choice for Handel to have made there.
You know, on the one hand, he had the music handy. He'd just written it not long before that, and so he said, I'm going to reuse this. He actually did that a lot. It wasn't always his own music either. Sometimes he'd take music by other composers. That was not uncommon at the time for composers to do. But I also think he understood this text. He knew where it was coming from. He was a religious man to the end of his life. And even in England, where Lutheran churches were hard to find, he still managed to get to the Lutheran chapel in London. So I think he was expressing the text here.
Dr. Joseph Hurrell is our guest. Handel's Messiah on the Passion of Christ is our topic. I'm Todd Wilkin. You're connected to Issues, etc. After the break, Psalm 22, He Trusted in God.
O God, O Lord of heaven and earth, I bind unto myself today. O little flock, fear not the foe. Hi, this is Pastor Will Whedon inviting you to join us for our hymn sing at the 2024 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This year's theme, Hymns for the Battle. Making the Case is Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more at issuesetc.org or by calling 618-223-8385.
What can we learn from Old Testament prophet Samuel on how to endure through tumultuous times? Find out in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Unfailing, God's Assurance for Times of Change. This book is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or learn more about Unfailing at issuesetc.org. Unfailing, God's Assurance for Times of Change, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March.
The people of St. John Lutheran Church in Lake Charles, Louisiana would like to welcome you to our family of faith. Come experience forgiveness, life, and salvation through God's work in Word and Sacrament. If you're in the Southwest Louisiana area, we would love to get to know you. Join us for divine service every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. with Bible studies and classes for youth, adults, and children at 9:15 a.m. Check us out on Facebook. St. John Lutheran Church, Lake Charles, Louisiana. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Memoria Press is a worldwide leader in the publishing of classical Christian education. We have everything you need for students in kindergarten through 12th grade, and our materials can be used in any classroom setting to suit your needs. If you're interested in learning more, visit them at memoriapress.com and use the coupon code LPR24 to save $5 at checkout. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Hello, this is Roy Askins, editor of the Lutheran Witness. One of our goals is to help you, as I say all the time, interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective, and that includes interpreting our contemporary culture and the major writings that have informed it. If you haven't already, you need to check out the Lutheran Witness website and see our series on literary reflections, where we have commented on works such as Huckleberry Finn, To Kill a Mockingbird, the writings of Jane Austen, and more. Visit witness.lcms.org/series to read the whole thing. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Luther Academy provides additional theological education for our mission partners around the world, specifically pastors who are asking for additional education but do not have the necessary resources in their own church bodies. By donating to Luther Academy today, you will be supplying food, housing, books, professors, and travel for Lutheran pastors who attend our conferences. To learn more about Luther Academy and how you can donate today, visit lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues, etc.
Coming this Easter Sunday, sacred music for the Easter season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world, coming Easter Sunday at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Where is God's mission? God's mission is everywhere. Yes, it's far away, but it's also very near. It's as near as your congregation in school, your neighborhood, your family and friends, even as near as your home. Wherever you are, God's mission is in that place. Through His mission, Christ is bringing forgiveness, life, and salvation to people everywhere, even here, right where you are. God's mission here. Learn more at lcms.org/national mission.
Our Christian faith is under constant attack, and we must be proactive in keeping our children in the church. At Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, we believe that an education rooted in God's Word is one that stands against the very gates of hell. Nothing in this world is more important. Offering a rigorous classical Lutheran education, we provide in-person and live online remote learning opportunities for preschool through grade 12. To learn more, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.
Join Lutherans for Life at the For Such a Time as This Lutheran Adoption Conference, April 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. Enjoy the testimony and talents of Dove Award-winning musician and adoptee Mark Schultz. Discover expert information and exciting opportunities, and experience the fellowship and celebration. The 2024 Lutheran Adoption Conference, April 10th and 11th in Houston. Find out more and register at lutheransforlife.org/conferences.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're talking about Handel's Messiah and the Passion of Christ with Dr. Joseph Hurl, professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, editor of Lutheran Service Book Companion to the Hymns. If you're enjoying the music of Handel's Messiah, be sure to listen to our 24/7 sacred music station. We'll be playing sacred music for Holy Week from now until Easter Sunday, then sacred music for the 50 days of Easter. Listen at your convenience at LutheranPublicRadio.org, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Apple HomePod, or the LPR mobile app, Lutheran Public Radio. Dr. Hurl, what's next?
Next, we're going to do a movement from Psalm 22. This is the psalm that begins, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is David speaking, but Jesus quotes that while he's on the cross. And David continues and complains, but I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me, they make mouths at me, they wag their heads, and they're saying, he trusts in the Lord, let him deliver him, let him rescue him, for he delights in him. These are the words that Handel sets to music here. He trusted in God that he would deliver him, let him deliver him if he delight in him. So, is God going to deliver Jesus from the cross or not? Well, we know how that turns out, but those people mocking him didn't know yet. And Handel sets this to strong, shall we almost say, masculine music. He trusted in God that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him if he delight in him. Except, let's hear the chorus. Sing it better than I did.
He trusted in God that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him if he delight in him. He trusted in God that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him if he delight in him.
Let him deliver him if he delight in him.
There's a few more minutes of music before Jesus dies. Then comes the resurrection, and here Handel has a problem. You've just put everything you've got, musically speaking, into Christ's passion. Now, how are you going to top that? Here, Jennings, the librettist, provides a tidy solution. The resurrection happens off stage, as it were, and the libretto just refers to it. In fact, the whole oratorio does this. It's not really a narration of events, but an attempt to show from Scripture that Jesus is the Messiah. So the next thing you know, Jesus is ascending into heaven. Then comes the day of Pentecost, as usual, represented by an Old Testament text. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of the preachers. That's from Psalm 68. Listen for the simplicity and directness of God's word as compared with the busyness of the preachers as they run excitedly around. So how does the world react to the preaching of the gospel? In the words of Psalm 2, the nations furiously rage together. The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. The bass soloist here is David Thomas, who does a marvelous job.
Imagine a vain thing. Why do the nations rage so gloriously together? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? Imagine a vain thing. Of the earth rise up, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed.
Let us pray, 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 let us pray,
let's go.
God wins in the end. As the book of Revelation tells us, the kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Dr. Hurl, what would you like for our listeners to know about this particular piece that we're most familiar with from Handel's Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus?
You know, with something like this, all you have to do is soak it in. I've heard this many, many times and have performed it myself, and every time I hear it, I still get chills up and down my spine. This is, in fact, one of the last pieces of music that Handel ever heard, as far as we know. The last performance he attended in his life was a performance of Messiah. And a few days later, he was taken ill, and he died on April 14th, 1759 at his home at the age of 74. I wonder what was going through his mind as he listened to that last performance. Was he looking forward to the life to come? I'm guessing yes.
We're talking about Handel's Messiah on the Passion of Christ. Dr. Joseph Hurl, professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, is our guest. We'll get his final thoughts after this. What does it mean to inwardly digest God's Word? Find out in Pastor Will Whedon's column in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery tells his story of finding confessional Lutheranism to be the most scripturally faithful theology. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services, and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to His people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Pastor Matthew Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The LCMS operates the second largest parochial school system in the United States. What can you expect from a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school? There's one race, the human race. And Jesus died for the sins of every man, woman, and child from every land and every nation. Life begins at conception. All life is precious from womb to tomb. And every student, parent, and teacher is created in the very image of God. There's right and wrong, and we know which is which from the Ten Commandments. There are only two sexes. Male and female, He created them. Marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman. There's such a thing as objective, absolute truth, and it's found in the person and work of Jesus Christ and His Word. To find a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school near you, visit lcms.org/schools.
Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial-A Podcast gives all generations of your congregation an easy way to hear your sermons, or even devotionals and Bible studies. Once you've completed a simple one-time setup, we take care of the rest. All your congregants have to do is dial the number from any phone to listen to your latest podcast, all at no additional cost to them. Dial-A Podcast. Extend the reach of your sermons. Get started at dialapodcast.com now.
Many infallible proofs. This is Ken Ham, author, speaker, and blogger on science and the Bible's reliability. The Bible says Jesus presented himself alive with many infallible proofs after his resurrection from the dead. Did you know some of his followers saw him resurrected on at least 10 occasions before he ascended to heaven? And Jesus didn't just appear before people. His followers clung to his feet in worship. He showed them the scars on his hands, feet, and side. He even invited Thomas to touch them. He also ate with the disciples and taught them. The Apostle Paul tells us that Jesus appeared to over 500 people at one time. Yes, Jesus offered infallible proofs of his resurrection because he really did rise from the dead.
There's so much more to learn about the truth of God's Word when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com and listen to this program again. at AnswersRadio.com.
The substitute organist service has been a great blessing for our worship life here at Christ the King Lutheran in Riverview, Florida.
Pastor Kevin Yoakum on the substitute organist service.
Now our organ plays rich liturgical music every single Sunday, and it's very affordable. You pick the hymns, you pick the liturgies. It's very simple. Just know when to push play.
You can find out more about the substitute organist service at churchmusicsolutions.com. churchmusicsolutions.com.
Confessional Lutherans are invited to rent a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom Table Rock lakefront home in the Ozarks. Table Rock Lake is a premier lake in the heart of the Ozarks for boating, water sports, and fishing. This log cabin-style rental sleeps 12 and is 30 minutes from Branson and 20 minutes from Silver Dollar City. Learn more by calling Swanson Estates, 713-855-2681. Be sure to mention Issues Etc., 713-855-2681.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about Handel's Messiah on the Passion of Christ. Dr. Joseph Hurl is our guest professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, editor of Lutheran Service Book Companion to the Hymns. Dr. Hurl, your final thoughts on Handel's Messiah on the Passion of Christ.
The Passion is not depicted literally in the way it is in the passions of composers such as J.S. Bach. It's hinted at. What we see in Messiah is the result of the Passion, what it means for us. We get that actually more in part 3, which we're not hearing today. But even here, we see that in the end, God is in charge. He is victorious over death. Death has not defeated him. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and bestowing life on those in the tombs. Isn't that amazing?
Dr. Hurl, you are the editor of Lutheran Service Book Companion to the Hymns. What can you tell us about this much-needed resource?
That book, in 2 volumes, tells the story behind every hymn in Lutheran Service Book. It's the first companion in English. Every major hymnal has one of these, and a lot of minor hymnals have them too. But it's the first companion in English to make use of the earliest known sources of every text, translation, tune, and harmonization in the book. And the result of that is that we changed over 500 attributions to those that are in the hymnal, either clarified information that wasn't quite right or changed it altogether. And so it should be a significant contribution to the scholarly side, and it also has a devotional component, as the essays each have a devotional background to each hymn.
You can purchase Lutheran Service Book Companion to the Hymns by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy on the Talk on Demand Archives page at issuesetc.org. Dr. Joseph Hurl is professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska, and editor of Lutheran Service Book Companion to the Hymns. Dr. Hurl, thank you very much.
It's such a pleasure to be back with you. Thank you.
In Hour 2, we'll discuss apparent contradictions on the events of Holy Week with Dr. Peter Scare, Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. They say that composers and hymn writers are some of the best preachers and longest-lived preachers in the church. That's true of Handel. His attempt to set the gospel of Jesus Christ to music, a success. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay with us.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
God makes promises. He gives himself and every good gift to us with a word, a pledge. That's a promise. And faith is born of these promises. Hope comes alive. We live in joy and peace in the confidence that God cannot lie. So his word of promise is our life.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about his presentation at the 2024 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Commenting on the faith that sustained Jacob in exile, Luther says, "We are absolved from our sins. We have the word which is founded and stands firm on the promises of God. So we walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that the God who makes promises has given those promises to us."
You can meet and hear Pastor Brian Wolfmiller making the case for trusting in the promises of God at this year's Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org.
The third commandment teaches us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We do this when we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Jesus invites the weak and heavy laden to rest in him, our true rest, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This weekend, rest in Jesus as you hear his word and receive his gifts. If you are in Southern Illinois, you're invited to join Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstatt to rest in the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn more at trinitymillstatt.org.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of his family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in his ways.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Do you dread going to work out? Performance Fitness in Edwardsville offers a fun, supportive, tight-knit community and environment. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. 618-692-5063 or performancefitness618.com. Performance Fitness of Edwardsville.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Now, if you appreciate Issues Etc., please consider making a tax-deductible gift today. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, and thanks for your support.
Lutheran Talk.
The cause of our salvation doesn't lie within us, but instead it lies outside of us, namely in the mercy of our God who sends his Son to live and die and rise again for us.
Lutheran Music. Listen anytime, anywhere with the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. Download for iPhone, Android, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.